Have you ever had problems with God's timing? Just doesn't seem to get it right, you know? You got some issues going on, and you're praying, and you're calling out, and the timing just doesn't seem to be there. Well, it's interesting in this reading, again, the first Sunday of Lent, we're presented with the temptations of Jesus the first Sunday of Lent every year. And I think with a lot of scripture, we get familiar with it and we blow through it and we don't realize that it really applies to us. Now, often when we read about the devil or Satan, we think of like Halloween or Dante's Inferno, a guy with a pitchfork and black and red face and, you know, little pointy horns and this kind of thing. Actually, in the Greek, the tempter, it's more like the prosecuting attorney. I don't know if any of you have ever been in court and been cross-examined. Most of the time, whenever I've shown up in court, it's more like traffic ticket or speeding or something or not wearing a seatbelt. So I haven't really been under the gun of a prosecuting attorney, but I have a couple times a judge. It's not much fun. Those of you that have ever been in court or ever watched court on TV or watched your favorite politician be grilled by somebody in court, you realize that it's not much fun. So the devil here is really accusing Jesus and saying to him, if you are the Son of God, if you are who you say you are. And recently, I don't know if you guys have seen it, there's been a new kind of psychological buzz term that has come onto the scene. And that's pretender syndrome, imposter syndrome. Have you heard of that? You know what that is? It's like, oh my God, if people really knew who I was, they would really hate me. This is a situation where, in the light of all evidence, you really don't believe your successes and your victories. That you've done really well. You graduated from college, you finished technical school, you got your license as an electrician, you have a successful family, your children and grandchildren are doing well, and yet you just think, oh, I really screwed up. I'm really not successful at all. And somehow you believe the lie. You believe the lie of the tempter. If you are God's son, then do this. And you see, temptations, they come in half-truths. The temptations that you face, they're sort of like, there's some truth to it. So it's like, are you perfect? Well, no, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Have you messed up? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know I have. You know, not too sure about Angie, but, you know, I know I have. So no, we're not perfect. But we're not all bad either. That we have been graced and called. And the big lie is to really believe that our life is nothing more than the accumulation of the successes or failures that we face at the end, and then we die. No. It's not about that. You know, we're here just for a blink of the eye. Now, some of you are a little bit younger, but I suspect those of you that are over 60, or those of you that can see it from here, you look back and you go, holy bananas, where did it all go? You know, I was thin and had hair. And the next thing I know, I'm 73 friggin' years old. Where did it go? How did this just, hey, wait, this isn't fair. And oh my God, I'm gonna die. Sort of the ontological struggle with facing death and looking it in the eye, realizing that you're not perfect, and then you start to believe the lie. If you are a Christian, then you will be an all-inclusive faith community where all are welcome. If you are a Christian. If you've been a good parent, then your kids will be perfect. If you're successful, then you'll have this huge bank account. You won't have to worry about anything in retirement. If and if and if and if. And we start to believe the if. And then we get really bummed out, don't we? Sort of despair. You know, life isn't for sissies, right? Life is tough. And when you run into those times when you're in the desert and you're bummed out about God's timing because God doesn't seem to be coming, God didn't get the memo that it's really hot and I'm really hungry and I'm really lonely. And you got to do something. And when it doesn't come, we start to believe the lie. And when we believe the lie, what do? We got two choices. When you're in the desert like that, you can either despair, and sometimes we do that, we just despair. We find ourselves in the bathroom crying because we've despaired. Or we go deeper. We go deeper. We go deeper. And what happens when we go deeper is we refuse to believe the lie, and then at the end of it all, the angels come and minister to you. And when they come and minister to you, you know you're better off than you were when you started the process because you've learned something. I don't know about you, but for me, I've learned a whole lot more from my failures than I ever did from my successes. Because I believe the imposter syndrome that my successes, they were just a matter of luck. You know? There's something that I really, really, really wanted and I get it. And then it's just one more thing that I really, really wanted. You know, I just seem to move on from it. I think that we're placed here to learn to love. That's the lesson, that's the challenge, that's what we embrace, what we do, we learn to love. And that's the challenge of this sign. An all-inclusive faith community where all are welcome. I have an all-inclusive heart where all are welcome. And I'm going to open up and believe in the love that God has given me. And if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I can sell you because it is tough. I want that. Oh yeah, I do. Since I'll be gone here the most of Lent and we'll be back for Palm Sunday and Holy Week, I don't know what you want to do with the sign. Maybe leave it there during Lent so we can look at it and pray about it during Lent. And just to show how imperfect the whole darn thing is, those of you that are handy, remember the adage, measure twice, cut once? I measured three times over two or three years. I'm very proud. Get the sign, pull up, go up. Ow, it doesn't fit. So at the end of our Lenten period, there's a little bruise, and I thought, you know, a quarter inch, so 36 by 24, 36 and a quarter by 24 and a quarter. Darn thing just didn't fit. So when all this is over, anyone that's really handy, they need to cut a quarter inch off that sign to make it fit. Because we're just not perfect, are we?
Put it in the washing machine on hot.
Yeah, put it in the washing machine on hot. Done that too. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I ask no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart. For I love you, Lord, and I so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence. For you are my Father. May we stand and profess our faith.